March the 23rd, 2023, Exodus, chapter 29. Consecrated. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. Indeed, you are truly good. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And it's a fantabulous Thursday morning, family. It's great to be here with you, enjoying the sharing of God's word, allowing God to speak to us collectively and be able to hear it together is a fantastic and a fantabulous privilege and honor. And it is my joy. And today we are continuing with God speaking to the people and or speaking to Moses. And he's certainly performing a precise and purposeful, meaningful deliverance of how he wants things done. It reminds me of how we should be when we start a family or go into a new job or go into a new place of business for someone else. And we must realize that there are certain things that we must do to make sure that that place is secured in the blood of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. So we have a lot to read on this morning, so let's go right into his word. It's my prayer, family, that you are blessed on today, encouraged and empowered to do all God has created you for. Today's word is entitled by the Lord, Consecrated, Exodus chapter 29. Now this is what you shall do to consecrate them, that they may serve me as priests. Take one bull of the herd and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers smeared with oil. You shall make them of fine wheat. You shall put them in one basket and bring them in the basket, and bring the bull and the two rams. You shall bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. You shall take the garments and put on Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod and the breastpiece, and gird him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And you shall set the turban on his head, and put the holy crown on the turban. You shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head, and anoint him. Then you shall bring his sons, and put coats on them. And you shall gird Aaron and his sons with sashes and binds, and bind caps on them. And the priesthood shall be theirs by a statute forever. Thus you shall ordain Aaron and his sons. Then you shall bring the bull before the tent of meeting. Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull. Then you shall kill the bull before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and shall take part of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and the rest of the blood you shall pour out at the base of the altar. And you shall take all the fat that covers the entrails and the long lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the bull and its skin, it is dung, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Then you shall take one of the rams, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall kill the ram, and shall take its blood and throw it against the sides of the altar. Then you shall cut the ram into pieces, and wash its entrails and its legs, and put them with its pieces and its head, and burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. You shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram, and you shall kill the ram and take part of its blood, and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tips of the right ears of his sons, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the great toes of their right feet, and throw the rest of the blood against the sides of the altar. Then you shall take part of the blood that is on the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons, and his sons' garments with him. He and his garments shall be holy, and his sons' garments with him. You shall also take the fat from the ram, and the fat from the tail, and the fat that covers the entrails, and the long lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, and on the right thigh, for it is a ram of ordination, and one loaf of bread, and one cake of bread made with oil, and one wafer out of the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. You shall put all these on the palms of Aaron and on the palms of his sons, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. Then you shall take them from their hands and burn them on the altar on top of the burnt offering as a pleasing aroma before the Lord. It is a food offering to the Lord. You shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's ordination and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion. And you shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering that is waved, and the thigh of the priest's portion that is contributed from the ram of the ordination, from what was Aaron's and his sons. It shall be for Aaron and his sons as a perpetual due from the people of Israel, for it is a contribution. It shall be a contribution from the people of Israel from their peace offerings, their contribution to the Lord. The holy garments of Aaron shall be for his sons after him. They shall be anointed in them and ordained in them. The son who succeeds him as priest, who comes into the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place, shall wear them 7 days. You shall take the ram of ordination and boil its flesh in a holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket in the entrance of the tent of meeting. They shall eat those things with which atonement was made at their ordination and consecration. But an outsider shall not eat of them, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh of the ordination or of the bread remain until morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus you shall do to Aaron and to his sons according to all that I have commanded you. Through 7 days shall you ordain them, and every day you shall offer a bull as a sin offering for atonement. Also, you shall purify the altar when you make atonement for it, and shall anoint it to consecrate it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and consecrate it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whatever touches the altar shall become holy. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 lambs a year old, day by day, regularly. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. And with the first lamb, 1/10 measure of fine flour mingled with 1/4 hin of beaten oil and 1/4 hin of wine for a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight, and shall offer it with a grain offering and its drink offering, as in the morning, for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. It shall be a regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you, to speak to you there. There I will meet with the people of Israel, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar. Aaron also and his sons I will consecrate to serve me as priests. I will dwell among the people of Israel and be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. Consecrated. Glory, hallelujah. As I am reading this chapter, you know, my thoughts are directed to my time of worship and praise, when I'm just in awe of the presence of the Lord, and my left hand is holding my heart, and my right hand is lifted high in reverence, waving side to side. Glory, hallelujah. The scripture says, you shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's ordination and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't fully understand why we do what we do, but the Holy Spirit does. You know, Hebrews chapter 22 or chapter 9 verse 22 says, indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Moses was to engage in an elaborate 7-day ceremony to consecrate Aaron and his sons to the priestly office. This included ceremonial washing, dressing them in the priestly garments, anointing with oil, sacrificial offerings, and an ordination meal. The blood from one of the slaughtered rams was to be placed on Aaron and his sons, on the right earlobes, on the thumbs of the right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Thus, the whole body will be consecrated to the Lord's service. Their ears to hear God's word, their hands to do his work, and their feet to walk in his ways. Glory, glory, hallelujah. But we know Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One, has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Glory, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus atoned for the sin of all. We who believe and confess enter into the covenant of salvation. Glory, hallelujah. We are consecrated. Father God, we thank you today. Thank you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. As we lift up our hands, as we praise you, as we exalt you, as we magnify you, as we said in your reading, Lord God, as we said in the commentary, we do not often know what we are doing or why we are doing it. But as your Holy Spirit, as you lead us, as you guide us, as you direct us, as we yield to you, oh hallelujah, we are offering unto you a sacrifice of praise, of worship that is higher than we can ever imagine. We love you, Father God. And as it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, I believe it is, we commit ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. This is our reasonable form of worship. We love you, Father God. We exalt you. We praise you in the magnificent and wonderful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, family, be encouraged today. Oh, hallelujah. Let this word, let it marinate in your mind, in your heart. As you read it in a quiet place, as you meditate on it, as you allow it to take place in your everyday activities, be blessed. Let it anoint you afresh. Let your eyes be uncovered and see things as they truly are, not as the world and the media would have you to see it. See it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Be encouraged today. And those of you, my friends, we know that there are many of you, you're hearing this word maybe for the first time, maybe you've heard it before, maybe if you've passed people who have talked about it and you've said that it's just a lot of reading from old times and old days. But God's word is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And the principles that we extract are to bring us to a place of repentance, that we may live eternity with him. My friend, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God said, if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall walk with the family of believers. You shall call God Abba, Father, for indeed he is your Father. And we want to walk with you, family. This journey was not made to be walked alone. We love you. Indeed we do. Grace and peace be upon you, and we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.